Hi, friends. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I am Ivory, your host, and I have the pleasure of having Morgan in the building. So if you have space, let's just give her a warm clap. Boop, 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 boop. We welcome you, love. Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me on, and I am excited to get into all of the things we're going to discuss today.
Me too. It's going to be good. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Morgan. She spent the last 20 years fostering innovation and creativity in the classroom in the field of education. Back in 2021, she had the idea of adding a clutter-free decoration to her home by simply covering the hardware on her cabinets during the holidays. Her faith and prior experiences in life allowed her to embark on what is now the biggest test of her faith in her life. And today she's excited to share the journey from lesson plans to business plans with you and how she feels like it was a true test of her faith to answer God's calling for her life. Mm.
Come on. Y'all ready? It's going to be good.
So here we go. So let's just dive into question one, shall we?
All right, let's go.
Okay. Can you share a time in your life when you felt like you were in a season of darkness? And what was that experience like for you?
Yeah. So first of all, great question. And what is interesting about this question is that the darkness happened very early on to what I thought was going to be a really big season of light. Mm. So God had called me and dropped this idea in my mind, daylight savings time, 2021, sitting there drinking my coffee. We love to decorate for the holidays. And God gave me this idea of decorating my cabinet hardware in my kitchen and very quickly realizing that everything I'd ever done had prepared me for that exact moment to bring a product to market, to invent it, to do that whole process. So I ventured into the unknown, right? I was busy educating myself. At the time, I was still in the classroom. So I was still teaching, but on, you know, the weekends, I would have this little bit of a side project. And it was a lot of excitement. So that next year, my kids were going to come back to homeschooling. I was actually going to leave the classroom. My husband had started a brand new job. He had also started something on the side where he was starting his own business and medical sales, but like different than he had ever done before. And like I said, that was November 2021. And man, July of 2022 hit us and it seemed as though it would not stop. My husband lost his job. Here I had just left the classroom. My husband lost his job in July of 2022. And previously, when we first got married, my husband played minor league baseball, and I wanted him to pursue his dream. I believed in him, right? And so very similar to that belief in him and that belief of God had really equipped him to do what he was called to do, we ventured into this, wow, is God really telling us to step out in faith and solely rely on him to take the lead financially and in the business sense? And we were like, we had never felt more at peace with that decision to solely rest on him. Now, in this conversation, you'll see a lot of reasons why, but the question hit us of, if not now, when? If you have not seen my favor, if you have not seen my hand, if you have not seen my blessing, and I'm calling you out of your comfort zone of financial security, of security just in conversation, what do you do for a living? Well, I don't really know right now, right? Like you're venturing into something different. And it was 100%, yeah, God, let's do this. If the faith that we read about in the Bible, if that is what they did back then, and I have access to that power now, let's go.
Come on.
I have seen too much of what you've done in my life to question not only if you're able, but if you will. Mm. And so my husband and I stepped out in faith and we just said, you know what, God? Do it. Use us. Use us in the best way possible. Mold us try us by fire. Like, we're ready. And that embarked on this journey of the next month I lost my mom. Mm. The month after that I lost my grandmother. It became this season of grief. Mm. And where we were really excited about all of these things, God was like, okay, now you've stepped out in this faith. Now we're going to try it by the fire. And the entire way of walking, knowing we were being obedient, but then also and coming into this interaction with these trials that neither of us really saw coming, mm-hmm. but seeing God hold us the entire way. And just a little like forefront, like here I am trying to launch a product that's happy and exciting. And I felt grief. Mm. I felt this entire season of grief. Whereas God was calling us out in obedience, and yet it was the hardest times we had ever endured in our entire life. But we kept being reminded, if not now, then when? Our children, who have pretty much had an easy life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we've made a beautiful life for these children. For the first time, we're encountering some hard times that mom and dad were having to pull back financially, you know, on certain extras. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, enduring through these hard times, but our kids got to see our faith. God, is that what you're doing right now? Mm. Is this so that my kids get to see this? They get to see mom and dad walk through and have you walk with them. Mm. They get to see the people that they love the most and the people that love them the most walk through this really hard time. And yet they know they're going to come out the other end because they know their faith. Mm. And so while I'm out of that season of grief, obviously the grief waves come and go. Mm-hmm. I was an only child with my mom. Like, it was hard to watch her go. I still miss her. I know she would be so proud of me. Mm-hmm. Like, so proud. I know my parents are proud of us. John's parents are proud of him, right? Mm-hmm. And while the season has changed to light again, just because you've been called into the light doesn't mean that there aren't any dark days ahead.
Come on.
And if anything, if you're in the light, sometimes that's when, in order for that light to shine brighter, you're going to have to add maybe a little bit more fire. You're going to have to be refined a little bit more. Because if he's calling you to something greater, really there's only one other way for you to get a little bit better. And they've talked about diamonds and the pressure that you talk about being refined by fire with gold and metals. And, you know, I know a lot of times we relate to those things, but if that's the case, then if you're called to something greater, that path might come with a little bit of darkness along the way. Mm-hmm. Maybe the light doesn't shine so bright. But that when it does again, it's the reflection. Come on. If you're walking in him, it's his reflection through you. And it gets rid of all of those impurities to where John and I had no other choice, right? God, if you are who you say you are, and we believe you are, mm-hmm. who am I to doubt you? Mm-hmm. Use me. Mm-hmm. Use me. I've seen what you can do. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
Wow. So you say yes to Jesus. You guys are so excited. You're like, let's do this. We are launching into this faith journey. And then it gets really dark. And it's almost like sometimes God has to shift our foundation. And he does that so he can make sure that we're founded on him, right? Mm-hmm. And because all these things were coming, but it wasn't just about you. It was about your children seeing. It was mm-hmm. about you and your man growing probably stronger together. Because I'm sure that was even an adventure.
Look. Yes, right? You know? Like, but okay, are you bringing in a paycheck? Am I bringing in a paycheck? Right. Like, where's yep. this money going to come yep. from? And did you know it has been a little over 3 years and neither of us have taken a side job? Wow. God has provided Jehovah Jireh. God has provided the entire way. Even to this day, even in business, when I need access to funds, God provides.
Wow.
I'm not even like it is me walking and then being like, oh, this is a need. Oh, here it is. Mm. Oh, this is indeed. Here it is. And some people ask me, well, how did you grow so fast, or how did you build that or whatever? And I'm like, it just, in full transparency, I'm not chasing it.
Yep.
It is literally what I feel like God has called me to do. And in the grand scheme of things, this calling is bigger than Nobby's.
Yes.
It's bigger. I don't know what God is doing with this, but bringing this product to market, bringing joy into people's homes, creating holiday memories that bring joy to the holiday season, it's just the tip of the iceberg. God, what are you molding me for? Mm-hmm. What's the next step? Here I am now with all of the things that you've ever gifted me, using them to honor you. But I see something ahead. I don't know what it looks like, but I see something ahead and I'm excited about it. So I will try my best to honor you and give you the credit every step of the way.
Yeah. I'm taking a couple of things from this, listeners, and I think they can really help us as we're navigating the dark. Number one, once you say yes to God, the responsibility becomes His and you just get to partner with Him to watch Him do it. I think that is so important, because when we say yes to God and then all this darkness can happen, because you have a real enemy, right? And the enemy is trying to stop what God is trying to do. So recognize that as you are saying yes, and then maybe you're experiencing darkness, that's not necessarily a stop sign. It may actually sometimes be confirmation that you're moving in the right direction, but there has to be some fire to purify, to refine you, so that you can come forth as gold and God can show you and build that faith and help you learn how to walk by faith. Because as you say yes, faith is going to be a requirement. My goodness, let me just tell you from my experience. So 100%. Right, we go through these hard seasons, Morgan, and we can wonder, does God really care about my life? Did you battle with that question during this season of saying yes and then having to go through this really dark time of loss and grief and pain? And Lord, how are we going to take care of our babies? How are we going to pay the bills? My husband just lost his job. You know, I'm having health stuff. Like, there was just so many things popping up. Did that question come up? Does God really care? And how'd you navigate that?
Yeah, great question. I think that it didn't come up this time because I had already asked it previously. When I was younger and hard times would happen. Growing up, I was raised in a divorced family. That was hard, like splitting time, splitting holidays, birthdays, not being able to participate in sports because one parent would have. I had already endured hard. And so as my life got old, as I got older and as I started to experience more out of life, it really wasn't hard because I had already seen what God was capable of. To the point to where, you know, I have my son, I have a healthy pregnancy, you know, I have an emergency C-section, and everything was fine until it wasn't. The doctor that was, you know, over delivering had never experienced the medical emergency that I had during delivery. She was able to get Zachary out within less than 3 minutes once the medical emergency happened. They had to knock me out, so I had no control, right? Like, I've struggled with control because so much of my youth was spent out of control. I had no control over my circumstances. But I think the more that I saw God's hand independent of anything that I could do. I remember when I got pregnant and I was like, all right, God, what do you want me to do? And He's like, I don't need you to do anything. And it was very humbling. Like, I don't know if people like ask themselves that. Like, I don't know what other people ask, right? And so I just remember thinking, okay, I'm gonna take my vitamins and I'm not gonna eat, you know, lunch meat, and I'm gonna stay away from, you know, all of the sushi and things like that. And so you know, I'm going to do my very best, but knowing fully that you don't need me to take care of any of this. And you can grow this independent of me.
Yes.
And I think that when I recognize all of those similar kind of circumstances in my life, I remember dropping my son off of preschool, having this like overwhelming sense of anxiety. Like, what if he chokes? What if da da da? And that was the enemy, right? Like, and I remember God putting this on my heart. He's never been yours. He's always been mine. Let go. Let go. And it was so freeing. So when God had called us, I very quickly realized, God, you've prepared me every step of the way for this exact moment.
Come on.
And when you called John out from the job he had just lost, the 8 months prior, you already had him building something else that he could lean into. And oh, wait a minute. When I needed something, there you were. Mm-hmm. I walked through, you know, the trial of losing my mom. Mm-hmm. None of the things that I would have tried to have planned that would have needed to happen that day, God provided all of them. Mm. In the exact minute and increment that they needed to be provided. And I know it. I recognize it. I see it. Wow. Like, God, you care that much that you knew that that was going to be the hardest day that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And yet you orchestrated it. And you orchestrated it in such a way that I saw you carry me that entire day. Mm. You provided everything I needed to make it through that day. You provided friends afterwards. You provided family afterwards. You provided a husband that came alongside of me and walked me through my grief. Like, I just, at this point in my life, in my early 40s, I know too much and I've seen too much to where when something bad happens, even within this last year, like, I'm still growing, right? Like, my faith is still being refined. I haven't made it. Like, there is no profession of perfection here. Mm-hmm. There is no profession of, I've finally arrived. Mm-mm. I am fully aware that I still have things to work on, that God can still mold me differently. But my experiences with him have been so intentional, so methodically planned out, I can't deny at all his hand in my life and his leading me to where I am today. So I don't know what tomorrow looks like. I know what today looks like, and he's given me today. I'm not promised tomorrow. He's given me today. So today I will honor him with all my time and talents and gifts.
Amen.
And hoping that I get to do it again tomorrow. And hoping and praying that my children see it, that other people see it. And not that I have this unattainable faith. It's attainable. Like, you can have it. Yes. It means stepping back from who you are to allow him to use you more than you're driving whatever it is that you want to do with your life.
Amen. Okay, people, there's two things that are coming up. Number one, as you're listening to Morgan and you're listening to the confidence, man, she's walking and talking so confidently about the goodness of God, but it's because she's has eyes to see and she's choosing to focus on, Lord, where are you showing up? And sometimes the enemy will come in through difficult seasons, through hard times when we're walking in faith, and he'll try to spring doubt on us. He'll try to use a spirit of fear. He will try to just steal, kill, and destroy so we don't see the hand of God, so he can hijack our faith. But the first step, if you're listening and you're like, man, I'm walking through something right now and I need faith, but I am terrified, I want you to pray this simple prayer. Lord, open my eyes to see where you are moving. because she keeps saying, I could rest in the Lord. I could trust him when they had to put me out during the C-section. All of these things, all of the obstacles, the trials, the things standing in your way are opportunities for God to grow your faith, for God to show you he is trustworthy, for God to show you that he will sustain you, that he will care for you, that he's never left you, that his care isn't dependent upon you. It's dependent on his character that can never change because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you are listening to this, you're like, man, she's so confident in her faith. That's not just for Morgan. That can be for you. And this is an invitation and an opportunity for you to pray and say, Jesus, show me where you are. Show me where in this trial you are shining so bright. So as I navigate the darkness, you can be building my faith so I can come to the point where when you say it's time, baby, let's go, you can go. Amen.
100%. This confidence that you see right now, girl, who am I?
Exactly. Come on now.
I am so confident in God's ability with the gifts that he has given me to walk into any room that he has sent me in, knowing exactly my purpose for going there and who sent me. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's live life confidently. Yes. Not in ourselves and our abilities, but knowing fully well that God created us. God loves to create. In the beginning, God created. He is so artistic. I mean, you think about the sky and the mountains and the ocean. And then you think about all of our differences and how he's made us all different, not only in what we're gifted in, but the way that we look and the way that we experience life. And man, I just look at, wow, like if you can create this and you've called me to create, imagine what I could do.
Come on.
If I let you lead.
That's right. And we can't,
you don't need me.
That's right. Yeah. And we can't allow ourselves to get in the way. And guys, I'm just going to speak into this because I think sometimes God will put a vision on your heart and you will stand in the way. Because it's your pride, and it can be low pride. Like, see, I'm not enough. I'm not, I don't have what I need in order to move forward. But if God's put it in you, he will be the one to bring it out of you. You just have to say yes. Just say yes.
100%.
And watch him carry you through. So you're here, you're seeing the care of God. You're seeing him holding you through this. Was there a defining moment that helped you really navigate the dark and move out as you were navigating the grief with such hope and having like complete dependence upon Jesus to be your provider? Was that like a moment, or was it a gradual process? And what inspired you to keep going and showing up when everything was like, help, Lord?
I knew so confidently that God had orchestrated my steps to be exactly where I needed to be. But I also recognized that during that season needed to happen for me to get to where I'm at right now. Could I endure that season right now? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think with where I'm at and the relationships that I've built and the momentum that I have, should that season of grief have happened now? Could he have walked me through it? Yeah. But I think that God already, I know he did, already saw where I was headed. And as much as it hurt for boom, 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 boom. It was not only is this building your faith, but I need this to happen because I'm preparing you for this. And if it happens during this time, I know too much about you that maybe you don't lean into me as much. If it, you know what I'm saying? Like, God knows. I don't know. Like, I don't know what that looks like if I experience the season of grief right now. I know that he would be gracious in whatever season
Absolutely.
To walk me through, because it's never going to be easy. But I see too much about where God had me, what he walked me through, and then just the timing of it all to just completely say, this is where you have me. Let's go.
So it's almost like, with the right perspective, we may not feel it in the moment, right? And I think we got to be mm-hmm. so careful about our feelings. We got to acknowledge them. They're signals, right?
Yep.
We can't drive the bus, but they right. can signal us to where we may need to turn and move. And I think it's so important that we recognize what Morgan is saying here, that God even knows when the timing of the darkness and the hard needs to happen, because within his hands, he can turn what the enemy means for evil to good. But God even knows the timeline for yeah. that to happen, so that it won't hijack you more than it should based on what he knows and the plan he has for your life. So even in that, if you're navigating darkness right now, hear Morgan's testimony and know that even the timing of what you're walking through is intentional. And if you'll keep your eyes on him, he will lead you, because he's taking you somewhere and there mm-hmm. is purpose in it.
And if you're listening to this podcast, right? Like, God has orchestrated
your
steps.
Come on.
You are listening. Like, why has he used my story? Why has he called Ivory mm-hmm. to do this? Mm-hmm. Here we are connected in time, right? Mm-hmm. God's never late.
Come on, girl.
God's always on time. And if you're listening to this, what is God doing in you, right? Like, what is it that you're hearing in this that maybe it's a confirmation of your own faith, or where God has pulled you from or has you on? If you think about a bus ride, like if you think, if you're going from here, we're in Florida, all mm-hmm. the way to New York, you're going to have times where you're going to eat, you're going to sleep. Maybe there's times when you're sad, but you're still on the way to your destination.
Girl. Come on.
And so when I think about what happened during that grief period of time, I already knew where I was headed. It was just the emotions that happened during that bus ride. Mm. So it didn't define I was going.
So good.
It was just in the moment, my feelings were also with mm-hmm. me on the way there. Mm-hmm. And on the way there, I got off of the bus a different person.
Wow.
I got off of the bus in a different environment where God had used that time to more refine my faith. Is mm-hmm. he going to be with me during these bad times?
Come on.
Because if he's not, then why would I trust him? The reality is that the evidence was overwhelmingly there.
Hallelujah.
That he was there. So while I was heartbroken, And if I'm, you know, honest, did it feel good? No, mm-hmm. right? Like, grief.
Yep.
But I already knew where I was headed. I knew that he was with me along the way, and it allowed me to be happy once I got there. Mm. Because once I worked through that season, I did a grief class at our church. It was mm-hmm. beautiful. I got to share with other people how wonderful, you know, the memories of my mom were, some hard memories with my mom. But once I got through that season of grief, and then I really started to experience exactly the timing of what God called me for, I just recognized I wouldn't have been ready before. Mm. And it wasn't his timing after. Everything I've done, he's never late.
Hallelujah.
So while I'm working on projects right now and I'm like, man, I wish that would have happened a month ago, right? Like why? If God's never late and he's called me to do God, it's not mine. It's yours.
Come on.
You make it happen in the timing that you want. Yeah. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I learned a long time ago that if God closes the door, I don't want anything behind that door. Take it.
Tell him,
take
girl.
It out of my heart. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Open whatever door you have for me because that's the one I want to walk through.
Amen.
I don't want to be where you're not.
That's right.
I want to be in the middle of your will so that you can use me to not only speak life into other people, but I want to model it for my kids, right?
Yes.
I want to leave a legacy that, man, mom wasn't perfect, but wow, can you imagine what that would have been like to leave teaching and mom and dad both left their jobs? Like, once they start to really put it together and be like, wow, I wonder what I could do the faith that my mom and dad have, with this relationship that I've already asked Jesus into my heart. And I have this relationship with God. If mom and dad could do that in their 40s,
come on.
What could I do in my 20s? Mm-hmm. Right? What are you afraid of? Mm-hmm. If it all fell apart tomorrow and John and I had to leave our house, you know, abandon ship with our jobs or whatever, we'd find different jobs. Mm-hmm. We'd find a different house. What do you have to lose? Mm-hmm. So here, God, all of it. Mm-hmm. I don't want any of it. I don't need the praise. Right. Who am I? Without you, I'm nothing in this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Use it however you want to for your honor and your glory.
So good. This makes me think about a season in my life where I was suffering so bad physically, mm-hmm. but the verse God would use consistently was Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." So when Morgan's saying, "I knew where God was going," that was the destination. She may not have known that it was going to be with Nobbies and how everything was going to manifest and what that was going to look like, but she knew that the destination that God had for her was a hope and a future, mm-hmm. and she could rest in that. And there is such a strength that is built in your soul when you're like, "God, it may not look like I thought. I might not feel how I thought it was going to feel. This darkness is heavy. This physically is draining. But Lord, this is on the way to the hope and the future that you have for me." And if you can just sit there in that truth and that resilience mm-hmm. and that understanding, y'all, you will be able to navigate any darkness because you are confident that God is preparing the way for a good hope and a future for me. And that changes the game for us, for the people that get to witness us walking and clinging to mm-hmm. Jesus, but it also gives that peace that passes all understanding, that people can look at you and be like, "How can you be okay with what you're going through?" And you can just say, "It's Jesus." It's a testifying power of the God of the universe using our story to be glorified if we will let him.
Agreed. The peace I've experienced it a few times. There was one time when my husband was like dealing with some things at work and he was like, "I don't know if it's going to, you know, if I'm going to go back to work tomorrow, da, da, da." And here I had a baby on my hip and this peace mm-hmm. that just was like, here he was, a sole income provider. And I was like, "Man, I don't know what this is, but wow, I like this peace. This feels good. It feels safe, right?" And God provided.
Yes.
And God provided, like, the timing of all of the things that I've seen him do in the years is not lost to me.
Come on.
I've seen his hand orchestrate just so many experiences. Mm-hmm. I've seen his hand of provision protect me from certain things that it just becomes, wow, it really was a question of, if you're calling me to this, if not now, this is big. This is the biggest leap of faith I've ever made. But if not now, do you call me to that again? I don't want to lose it. I don't want to miss it, right? Mm-hmm. If Noah didn't build the ark, mm-hmm. it had never been done before. It had never rained before. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. what are you doing, Noah? Like, people are calling you, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. If Noah had been obedient in that time, mm-hmm. what does the world mm-hmm. look like? Like, not that God couldn't have, you know, changed mm-hmm. it or figured mm-hmm. it out, because he can't.
Called someone else.
Yeah. Right?
But when God has called it to be you, yeah. man, you don't want to miss that opportunity. You don't want to miss that opportunity.
Especially if you recognize he's prepared you this entire way.
Come on.
Because right now, if John and I were to, my husband and I were to leave and do something differently, we 100% believe it would be disobedience. Mm. It would be in our own power. It would be in our own, we would say, "Thanks God, but no thanks. Mm-hmm, we're not interested in you working through us. We're not interested in the miracles that you can do. We're not interested in the peace that's going to come through all of this. We want to do it our way. And while he might let us, man, what we've experienced over these last couple of years, yes, please. Mm-hmm. I want more of that. And it doesn't mean that it's void of the hardships. Amen. That is not what I'm saying. I am not saying prosperity gospel right. at all. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying if he's called you to it
yes.
and very visibly and maybe not visibly shown you your gifts mm-hmm. to bring it to what he needs you to do, who am I to say no to God?
Yes. Yes. And I just want to challenge you listeners. There is a beautiful confirmation that comes with obedience in your yes, but there are also consequences that will come with your no if God is giving you an opportunity to say yes. And that's not to bring shame or condemnation. It's an invitation to say, oh my goodness, if God is calling you to it, the same word of God that we read with the miracles and the signs and wonders, he wants mm-hmm. to be that same God for you. But if you don't let him, he can't. So that kind of moves us into question three, Morgan. Looking back, what have you learned about yourself that God has used to build confidence and help you walk in more freedom and be more authentically Morgan through this time that maybe you didn't realize in the moment?
Man, I think that I recognize in the validation of who I am mm-hmm. in Christ is more visible. Mm. I don't know if that comes with age. I don't know if that comes with experience. I don't know that I can't speak to what the fact that God can do anything. Mm-hmm. But I know it took 20 years of what I had been doing and being obedient and faithful along the way. Which means God closed some doors, and it means he opened other ones that I had no idea why he was opening. Okay. So education has been my journey. Mm-hmm. When I sent my kids, because I homeschooled for a while, and I sent my kids back to school, an opening at their school was open, right? Like I could go back to teaching and I could teach there at their school. Mm-hmm. God, this is perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Like we could all be together, you know, all of that. And I didn't get it. And I was heartbroken. But again, that was a door that I wanted open that God for some reason closed and I couldn't see it. And then I start looking for a job because I'm like, I don't want to just be at home. I need to be somewhere. I need to be doing something. I need to be a doer, right? Mm-hmm. And then I interviewed for this job of directing a preschool. Well, I did budgets. I did board meetings. I did notes. I managed 17 ladies. I took registration. I spoke in front of the... Guess what that gave me the confidence to do when God called me to start my own business? Mm. When I was in college, I was a nanny for a wonderful woman with two little boys who owned her own small business. And guess what I did when the babies were sleeping? I went into her office and I helped her out with her small business.
Wow.
When I tell you that it is impossible not to see God use every bit of what he has orchestrated and planned out in my life for such a time as this, I can't negate it. I cannot unsee it. Mm-hmm. As soon as he gave me this vision of bringing a product to life, of bringing it to the world stage, because this product wasn't anywhere in the world, or else I would have just bought it. I literally went to go buy it. And I'm like, how does this not exist? I want them. I can't be the only person. And then I very quickly realized, oh, wait a minute. God, I love to innovate. I love creativity. Oh, wait, I know how to do expenses and budgets and speak in front of people and... Wow, maybe you're calling me to do this. And it has been a beautiful, I mean, you think about people that perform on stage, right? Like they spend all of this time preparing. Mm-hmm. And then you see the final product, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now you kind of see my final product, right? Like it's mm-hmm. been almost 4 years from idea in my head, not without its hardships, mm-hmm. all of that. But you see this final product, and yet I've seen all the behind the scenes. You see the beauty, yet mm-hmm. I have been able to individually see God's hand orchestrate all of the movements, the time, the bad things that have happened. I mean, I had an entire shipment completely taken from me for no reason outside of, God, your ways are higher than mine. I don't understand this. And I'm seeing little glimpses of, oh, okay, I think I understand why you did that. It hurt. Mm-hmm. It hurt a lot mm-hmm. because I didn't understand. But even in that, God has taught me, you don't have to understand.
Come on.
You just need to know that I'm with you and that I'm working in ways that you cannot see. And I even look back, right? Like I look back at, God, why didn't I get that teaching job? And now now I know why. Mm-hmm. He's too good. Amen. He is too good not to give 100% credit mm-hmm. of who I am, where I am, what he's doing in me. He's just too good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope you're hearing in this as you're listening to Morgan share, just the way that God is orchestrating in her life is no different than how he's prepared your life and the pain points and the things that you may don't understand or why he allowed this thing or why he allowed that thing or why he said no here, but said yes here. All of it is so intentional. And I think when you're going through the darkness, the enemy likes to get us stuck on, yeah, see, you don't understand. You need to know. And if you don't know, then you're missing out. And right. And that is such a lie of the enemy. I think in my seasons of darkness, that is the one thing I have to wrestle against. And I loved what you said, Morgan. You said, in those moments when I didn't understand, I didn't have to understand. I just had to rest in the fact that he was with me, that his ways may not be my ways and his thoughts may not be my thoughts, but he is trustworthy. And so even mm-hmm. though I can't understand, I know that he's going to bring it around because even when he doesn't seem like he's working, he's working. And even when it doesn't feel like he's working, he's working. So I hope listeners that you're catching that and that this is just fanning the flame of your faith, because God is not done. And if you're navigating some really hard things, he brings beauty from ashes. He makes a way out of no way. And even because in your finiteness, you may not see it, but you don't have to. That is not a requirement for God to do what he's doing. So you say yes, Morgan, things are happening. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. You're being tested. You're being tried. Your faith is having to say, nope, Jesus, I'm going to trust you. So what qualities or strengths emerge from this season, and how have they shaped the way you live and embrace yourself today?
So I'll just be completely transparent. I've been working on a redesign for my new handles. Uh-huh. And obviously a lot of this application is going to be towards business. Mm-hmm. I have examples and stories of my family and children as well, but I'll kind of keep it on the mm-hmm. business side. Mm-hmm. I've been working on this redesign for 8 months. Mm-hmm. And man, every step along the way, it's like, not it, mm-hmm. not it. And I'm like, God, like, you see the emails that are coming through. You know people want this, right? Like, I can know you called me. I know I can figure it out. God, why is it not? And I just, at this point in business, I'm like, God, just, I will try my best. You make it happen when you want to make it happen, okay? Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to tell you how God works. So my factory right now is on holiday, right? Like mm-hmm. they're just taking a week off because that's what the country does, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, in the middle of the holiday season, go for it, right? I don't even know what holiday it is. And I'm in the middle of this like redesign, right? Like I'm on the final touches. And so it's like, okay, we really should be producing. Like, I think I finally made it. I finally got that, you know, refined kind of thing or whatever. And it's like, man, in all of the ways that I know manufacturing to work, and all of the ways that I know that it takes the timing for the tooling, manufacturing, product design, mm-hmm. package design, all of that. You know that I got an email that is going to be right on schedule with when I wanted them, their capability to do exactly what I would want them to do this holiday season and on time. Mm. Like, I can't make this up. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot tell you enough that if God is in it, you can't mm-hmm. stop it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That and makes I know what he is doing in this. And this is just another, there's been no stress. There's been, okay, I got to get back to this, da-da-da-da-da-da. But to say that, like, that weight of it being on my shoulders, I don't walk around with this weight of, like, oh, my gosh, I have to have this, da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, God, I'm going to do the very best that I can. I know what you've called me to do. I'm going to honor you in the way that I do it. Not going to get upset or, you know, impatient. You've taught me patience over the years. I know what patience looks like. I'm not asking for any more, right? Like, I'm good. I'm good, God. Like, all of the things that you've given me for patience. But I'm here, and I'm being patient. And God's like, yeah, we're going to make it happen. We're going to do it. And it hasn't been without its – we're not going to make it happen, right? Like, last year, like, big door closed. Okay, God, this is not the way that you see me going forward. But I just – I enjoy what I do. I love what I get to do. And it's because I'm in the middle of where he has me. Mm-hmm. I find joy in today and the gifts that he has given me because I get to share them with the world. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's so good. We're recording this a little bit early, but I'm just thinking about December and the holidays. And I'm thinking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And how she probably felt so ill-equipped. I mean, just being real, right?
Yeah.
The mother, the God of the universe.
Yeah. And Messiah, your Messiah,
right?
Yeah.
But she said yes. And it wasn't without messy moments. It wasn't without imperfection. But I think it's such a beautiful call to say, Jesus, you call me in my imperfection. You call me not knowing what the reality will look like or how it'll be, and you're going to help me navigate the humps and the obstacles and the unknowns. But if I say yes, I'm your handmaiden, right?
Yeah.
Lord, I'm your handmaiden. Do what you will. We will get to experience the true and living God. So we get emails like you received where it's all happening on time, going the way it needs to, right? Not with any power of our own, but just with yes, Lord. Have your way. So that's a challenge for the listeners today. As you go into the holiday season and you're tempted to hustle and in the bustle and all the crazy and get stressed, would you just wake up and say, Jesus, have your way today. I am your handmaiden. What are you calling me to serve you? And how are you calling me to move? What would that look like? And then I'm confident as you rest in Jesus and you let him carry the weight, you will lay down with your head on the pillow and be like, whoa. I saw God, and it will continue to inspire you and grow a hunger in you that will just keep multiplying. So you want more and more, and you want to give him more, and you want to carry less because he is proving that he can handle it.
And I just see the holidays as love. You spend time with the people that you care about. You think about them. You do for them. And I think that, yes, Christmas Day is a fun morning, but I love the season. It's spending time, you know, with your children. It's, you know, spending time with your spouse, whether it's shopping or wrapping or, you know, spending time. And I think that that is what I love about the holidays. So as much as the I'm not really a gift. I'm not a good gift giver. I don't think, but I'm a good lover, right? Like, I'm a good shower of this is how much I love you. So whether it's me baking you something or inviting you over or just spending time with you, I think that that's where it matters.
So this year, this holiday season, I want to invite you to walk out the holidays, not as Pinterest says you have to, not like your friend is doing it, not like your family has always done it. If it feels not like that's you this season, let what you do be enough.
Yeah.
Let me give you permission to let what you do be enough and show up as you are, because God has you where you are intentionally and on purpose to give the gift of you this holiday season, empowered by Him. And that's all that's required.
And I have to be on social media by default, right? Because that's how I get the word out, by telling people about my products. But I saw a content creator share this the other day, and she basically said, I'm afraid I've hijacked the holidays from my kids because this is what I wanted it to look like rather than what my kids get to experience. And in that world, I'm not an interior designer. Like, I'm not, you walk into our home and it's this here and this there or whatever. Like, I don't care that much. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be quite honest. And Christmas happens and I literally let my kids, like, where do you want to put this? Go for it. What brings you joy? Because what brings me joy? Does that really? I mean, yes, it matters. But, like, how much? Because my kids' joy matters to me. So we all do this together. Focus on, you know, creating these, you know, beautiful moments with your family, but also recognize that maybe it's not just you celebrating the holidays.
That's good.
And even though you have this, you know, picture of what you want this room to be or whatever, you know, when your kids grow up, are they going to say, well, that's mom's room and have no feeling towards that? Or are you really just combining this family element to creating this beautiful family event of, as Christians, we celebrate Jesus's birthday and focus on the real gift of the season. And it's not the Balsam Hill, you know, Christmas tree in the corner. Don't touch it. It's not the, you know, all of that. It really is just bringing love into your home. And I think that that's interesting, is that the God that we serve is love, and that we just so happen to, during the time we celebrate his birthday, really encompass it with love, whether it's spending time with each other and gift giving or whatever, but focus on the love aspect. That's where I find my joy. And I don't know where you find your joy, but I would encourage you to try to find it. Find it in the childlike experiences of your children or your nieces and nephews or something other than yourself.
Give yourself permission to show up, but also not just for you, but for others. That's a beautiful challenge. So you've navigated these things. You've gone through the darkness, right? You've navigated into the light. How has what you've gone through impacted your life's purpose?
Yeah, I mean, I just see my purpose now as sharing my testimony, sharing what I've been through, sharing what I have seen. You know, we have the Bible and it gives an account of a lot of the events that happened before we were even thought of or born. Not looking to write a Bible, but I definitely would love to write a book one day so that I could relate and pull back some of these verses that built me. Some of these verses that allow me to be exactly who I am today. Confident in my purpose, confident in his abilities to use the gifts that he gave me. I am just the receiver of these gifts and I can use them, but I didn't give them to me. I was created for this. And while I am here, I want to use them. Right. And so I think that my purpose comes from knowing what I've seen, how I've seen it, how I've experienced God. And even in the hard times, he was still there. Mm-hmm. And I've lived in fear of anxiety, the unknown, all of that for a lot of my like youth into early adulthood. Mm-hmm. But I think it really started to shift when I had my son, recognizing that I had no control over whether or not he was going to get here safely, recognizing that it's none of my power, right? Like I can be obedient. But I really, you know, God is going to do what he sees fit to do in my life. Mm-hmm. And completely trying my best to let go of the reins, mm-hmm. be obedient, trust him. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is where I find my purpose, doing the things that I've been gifted in, mm-hmm. sharing my testimony on how I got here, why I'm still here in where he's called me, and reflecting that it's not on my own. Like there, the relationships that he has put in my life, the experiences, the education, all of that has been orchestrated by him. And I'm excited to see what he orchestrates with my obedience in the next, hopefully 40 years, right? If not now, when?
Come on. That's the question, y'all. That's the question. Yeah. If not now, when? What has God put in you that if not now, when? Right? Morgan has done such a beautiful job of sharing how the experiences in the dark have refined her and prepared her for the purpose of the now, from teaching to directing to creating. All of these things were happening so she could be at this point in history for such a time as this. So Morgan, I would love to ask you this. How would you encourage others to know their true talents and gifts? Like, what would be your word of encouragement to someone who's like, okay, she so can identify her purpose. She knows why she was created. What would you say to those who are like, man, how did you develop your talents and gifts and how can I?
Yeah, so I think it's important, and I'm going to look up on my little Bible app here. I was at a speaking engagement on Friday night, and I shared this because it was a woman's event, and it really just spoke to me because I truly believe that we've all been given gifts, and it's not just something that I say, right? It's biblical. So in 1 Peter 4:10, it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. And if I really think about that, it doesn't say when, it doesn't say if, it says has received a gift. You are good at something, something that you are naturally inclined to. I am naturally inclined for education. I know it. I love it. I love to see the spark. I love to foster innovation, creativity. It is where I find my purpose and joy, and I've loved it since I was younger. You've been given a gift, and it is up to you for what you use it for. If you're great at administration or talking to people or customer service, or maybe you're really good at plumbing, right? Like, or maybe you're really good at electrical. Whatever it is, do it to honor God with your gifts. And he will honor, he will like bless you in that obedience. And I feel like that's kind of where I find myself. I don't know that I had that I've ever felt so blessed by my obedience. I've always enjoyed what I do. And I've been blessed to not ever have a job that I had to continue in that I did not enjoy. I've had two jobs that I did not enjoy. One was right out of high school. I was a preschool teacher for 6 2-year-olds. I did not enjoy that. And so I quickly pivoted, but I didn't have to stay. And then the other one, I worked at a teacher store and I restocked shelves. That did not fill my cup like at all. I'm not a, you know, okay, mm-hmm. here's this. I'm not a point A, point B person. Mm-hmm. Give me someone to talk to encourage, to educate. Mm-hmm. That's my gift, right? And I can pinpoint that because it brings me joy.
So good.
So if you're here and you're struggling, where is my gift? What is it that God has created me with? God tells me that he has literally given me a gift. I have received a gift and he's actually charged you. Use it to serve one another. I am never more content because I can create a product all day long, mm-hmm. right? If it doesn't bring anybody joy or if it doesn't get out there, I'm not really serving anyone. But if you can use your gift to serve others, you're never more like Christ mm-hmm. when you're serving mm-hmm. and when you're giving. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when I give, it is a whole lot better than receiving. Mm-hmm. A whole lot better. Mm-hmm. That is the gift. Mm-hmm. Me giving is me receiving the gift of gratitude or appreciation. Those are gifts too.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's so good. And I think I want you all to hear that you all have been given something. God has blessed you yeah. with gifts and talents and resources. And honestly, that's why I do what I do, because that's my gift. I get to help people understand what it is. So if you're listening to this, you're like, man, I'd really love to know, but I just don't even know where to start. Hashtag hit me up for a discovery call. I got you. But there is something that you've been created for to change the world. And it yeah. could be creating something like our beautiful sister Morgan here. It could be like with me, like, let's get to your soul. Let's talk about
yeah.
who you are. Let's write. But it's the range can be so broad, you guys, but what you carry is needed and necessary for the world so we can help more people come to know Jesus, so we can put more light in the world, so we can push back on the darkness, because what you carry is what God intended for the world to benefit from for such a time as this. So lean in. Seek the Lord. Ask him, God, would you reveal who you've created me to be? Because he wants you to know. He gave you a gift, but he's not like a God that's going to put a carrot in front of you and make you chase after it. No, he wants to be found. He says, seek me and you will find me. And that's the same thing with what he's put inside of you. So seek him. Let this be a charge to seek him and discover the gifts that he's put in you. So Morgan, this has been such a phenomenal conversation. But as we close, what would you want to share with our listeners that would empower them to rise up and radiate before we end our conversation today?
Yeah, I would say, look, we've got a little bit of time left in 2025, mm-hmm. and you would not be disappointed in yourself if you truly spent these next few weeks diving in God's word.
Come on.
What does God's word say about where he wants me to go in 2026? Not everybody's journey looks like, you know, my husband and I, when we just left our jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not everybody's journey is entrepreneurship mm-hmm. or product innovation or mm-hmm. anything like that. I would say really spend this time focusing on, why are you here? We could all benefit from the reason you were created.
Yes.
Like ivory, I can't do ivory. Mm-hmm. Ivory does an amazing job at being ivory. I love ivory. And she's always greeted me with a smile and this bubbly personality. Like I love ivory for what ivory brings to the world.
Come on.
And I hope that people see me and they love me for yes. what I bring to the world.
Yes.
But if I try to fit in ivory
shoes, come on,
shoes,
girl, tell them.
Then I'm not being obedient to what mm-hmm. I have been created for. Come if on. You hear this and you hear, I've had this idea, I need to go and bring it to market, and God has not called you for that, nor has he prepared you for it, then you need to really figure out, well, what is it that God
Come
wants
on,
me
girl.
To do with it, right?
So good.
So these last couple of weeks in this year, don't waste it, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm in my early 40s. Like, I am going over the hill. I already trekked my way up. I am going over it, right? If not now, when? Mm-hmm. And when you read your Bible, read it as if, God, if not now, when? Mm-hmm. And if you challenge God, if you seek God mm-hmm. to give you direction, mm-hmm. He absolutely will. Mm-hmm. He absolutely will. He loves you. He created you for every gift that you have. Mm-hmm. You want Him to open up a door? He can do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't put limits yes. on God.
Yeah.
If you want to see it, you got to ask.
That's right.
He's there and He's willing. And it might not always be pretty. Mm-hmm. It might not always be light. Mm-hmm. You might find some darkness, but He's mm-hmm. there too.
Amen. I think of a verse, Philippians 1:6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that He mm-hmm. which hath begun a good work will be faithful to complete it. So this right. holiday season, be aware that God wants to complete the good work He started in you. And all you have to do is say yes. Follow mm-hmm. Him. Where He opens doors, walk through them. Where He shuts yeah. doors, grieve it. Feel that thing. Because it can be hurt to get a door slammed in your face. But don't yes, it sit can. There, right? Acknowledge, wow, yeah. that hurt, Jesus. But where you shut a door, you're opening another opportunity. So Lord, where do You want me to go from here? I just want you to hear, you can be confident that the yeah. work that Jesus started, He will complete. It's not your effort. It's not your self-sufficiency. It's not in your power. It's not by might or by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. So this holiday season, take Morgan's advice. And Morgan, we are so grateful for who you are and what you do. And the world is better because of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
But take Very her sweet. Advice and lean into the Word of God and really seek the Lord. So in 2026, you can start to recognize who God has created you to be and walk it out, because the world needs what you carry. Amen, sister.
Amen. I need people. I need people that know how to fulfill orders.
Come
I need
on.
People that know how to license.
Let's
I
go.
I need people that know how to do intellectual property.
Let's go.
I need a team, right, yes. that I can't do. Man, what has God created you to
Come
do
on.
That you're holding back from
Come
the
on.
World
yes.
that someone needs you?
Amen.
You're Man, needed. Tap into that.
Yes. Tap into that. Y'all, this is a great episode. Man, I'm just so proud of us. Girl, this has been so rich. And I hope that you're taking away that God has called you for such a time as this. So we're going to kind of navigate into our fun question for you to get to know Morgan a little more. I know she shared a little bit about Nobbies, but this is just going to lead us into sharing more. So we are in the holiday season as this podcast is being released. So do you prefer Thanksgiving or Christmas, and why?
That is a no-brainer of a question. I am team Christmas all day long. All day long. Give me Christmas all day long. So we used to decorate the day after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. like forget Black Friday, decorating for Christmas is what we do. We turn the air down, put Bublé and Let's Pentatonix go. And Mariah on the blasting throughout the house. Look, I don't host for Thanksgiving, and uh-huh. my home during November was just like us living.
Yep.
Last year, knowing everything I had been through, November 1st.
That's amazing.
November 1st, Christmas explodes in our house. I am not waiting yep, anymore.
Yep.
We go to a friend's house or a family member's house for Thanksgiving. They host. You do you. It's beautiful. I love it. I am yes. thankful.
Yes.
But Christmas in our house now yes. starts November 1st.
That is so 100%. Funny. Because last yeah. year was the first year that we did that as well. And I'm like, I will never go back. We will consistently
right?
be thankful nope. and I'll keep a yep. Thanksgiving table setting. Yep. But then my house is Christmas, because there's just something about the joy that it brings. So yep. you Agreed. Shared how you got to Nobbies. Tell them, where can they find your product? Where can they follow you, Morgan? How do they get your yes. beautiful, cute little Nobbies to decorate this holiday season?
So if you love to decorate for Christmas, and I mean love, I invented a product called Knobbies. Mm-hmm. They are decorative cabinet knob covers. Mm-hmm. So if you have cabinet knobs in your kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and you just want to add a fun clutter-free decoration, like these guys just grip right over your existing hardware. There is no tools required. They are durable. They are beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I got so many requests for handles that I invented a handle cover that your handle hardware just rests right in that. So now your handles can look like peppermint sticks for the holidays. And I will have collections coming out, hoping to do the sweetheart stacked for the handles this year. And then I also have conversation hearts. I'm renewing some things with my licenses. And so everything is just... It's just a fun way. It can either be your only decor or it can be the thing that sends your decor over the top, right? But it's just a fun, clutter-free way to decorate. And I wanted them. And so I invented them. And my husband is very grateful that other people want them too. Or else this would have been a very expensive hobby.
No, I love it, you guys. Where can they follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, so I'm Knobbies LLC on Instagram, and I think I'm Knobbies on TikTok, and then Facebook is Knobbies as well. And it basically is just the word knob and then E-Z. Perfect. So it's an easy product. Knobbies was a very, you know, organic name, but they're just fun.
Awesome. Well, I am so grateful that God gave you the idea of Knobbies, and I'm so pumped that we got to hear the process into you saying yes, and how Jesus has showed up, how he's been so faithful, and how that now is inspiring our listeners to just do the thing and watch Jesus come beside them and bring it to pass. So Morgan, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for what you bring to the world. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope as you listen, it has inspired you to rise up and radiate as we celebrate the holiday season, knowing that you are a gift that Jesus let come to the world so you could reflect the glory of the King of Kings and people could come to know him, because the world needed you right now. So thank you for listening. Until next time, have a beautiful holiday season. God bless you.